All right. I'm here today with another very special guest, and once again, we don't do names. We do, like, nicknames or anything like that, but we don't do full-on names.
Okay, so try not to say my name or your name.
No, you can say my name. Okay. I mean, you can say your name, too, but most people don't want to because they don't want to be identified, which is great. I don't mind at all. But you can say my name.
Okay.
All you like.
Hello, John.
Hello. Blank. Okay, so the first thing I kind of wanted to go over was you had a boyfriend in college.
Yes.
That you essentially lost to video games. Like, you want to lay it out? Like, what happened? Like,
so here we are entering our first years at UCLA, you know, full of excitement, getting ready to join all these clubs. And after being together for a year and a half about, I was hoping that it would be a great experience that both of us could enjoy together. I got into a lot of social clubs. He got into something called Age of Empires, which unfortunately led to the demise of our relationship. He became such a complete gamer that he slept during the day, played at night, didn't go to class, ended up failing class, and our relationship just totally died.
Well, in his defense, he was number two in the world, right?
He was number two in the world, but when I presented, you know, relationship or computer games, he basically chose that route. And
That conversation go, though? Like, you were like, listen, we need to talk about this.
Yes, I was serious. I said this is affecting, you know, your life, your schoolwork. It's affecting our relationship.
Right.
And obviously, he didn't care. Or he didn't care enough to keep it a priority. But see, here's
the
thing.
Did he decide, like, on the spot? You're like, choose one or the other? Or was it like, he's like, give me a few days to think about it?
So I left on a trip overseas. And when I came back, I said, okay, if things are still the same,
yeah,
then it's over and done. And I came back and things were the same. The sex was bad. And then I knew. I was like, okay, like, we don't have that connection. It's done.
And you guys are still kind of friends now.
Yes.
So have you guys ever talked about it? Like, does he regret it? Let's see, like, during that time I was crazy in my prime, you know, like, now I regret it.
You know, we haven't, that I remember. I'm getting older, though, but I don't remember having that kind of a conversation with him.
Okay. So I was talking to a friend the other day about how we're making a list for what you want your boyfriend and girlfriend to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so on one of her lists was just she wants him to have a lot of passion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's great. And a lot of guys have passions and interests, but what if it's a passion and interest that has nothing to do with you? Is it still acceptable? For example, I was like, what if the guy's really into model trains? Like, mm-hmm, super into them. Like, it's really cool he's passionate into them, but it does you no good.
Right.
So how do you feel about that? I mean, clearly, you know, your ex-boyfriend was really, really into Age of Empires,
mm-hmm,
which you might be like, it's awesome. And not only is he into it, he's super good at it.
Right.
But
I would support him if it was a healthy hobby, but because it affected his schoolwork and our relationship, that's where the line was drawn. And I love video games, too. I'm a supporter. I'm an advocate of gaming and, you know, having fun and everything, but it was different.
It was different. Do you think that now you would not put up with that for as much time?
Yes.
How much time would you put up with?
Zero tolerance. Just because, maybe if I could lay out, if I could see the signs and symptoms it's approaching, like if my current boyfriend or fiance,
sure,
was into gaming and played, for example, like Diablo all the time, or Farmville. Currently,
right?
You know, I'd be concerned if it affected our relationship, but it doesn't, and we still have time for hanging out with friends and for each other and for our families, so I don't see that coming, but I would give maybe like a month or less as the time limit to put up with that.
A month or less.
It sounds like a lot, a month or less. But I'm a person that gives chances. I'm a giver.
You do give chances.
So.
Okay. So have you ever had subsequent problems with this?
No.
After this boyfriend? No. Because you, mm-hmm, knew. You're like, this is it. Like, we're not going there.
We're not going there.
Okay. And that's just not encompassing like video game fanaticism, but also like other hobby fanaticism?
Yeah. And maybe I chose people that didn't have passions like that, I guess. Mm. I don't know. They were passionate in different things, but it wasn't to the point. It wasn't an extreme.
You selected them out.
Maybe I weeded them out and I got to where I am today. But then again, with my current partner, he's really into art, and that became a passion that drove both of us to going to art shows up in LA and exhibits. And so that's something that we were able to enjoy together. That was his interest and passion, and it became mine.
So yeah, you guys actually do a lot of things together. I remember one year you guys went to Comic-Con and stood in line to get some stuff signed for the vinyl toys and a lot of art. And I think you guys actually buy a lot of art and do that kind of stuff together.
Yes, we did.
And did you adopt those interests from him? I mean, you're interested in them anyway, sort of.
Mm-hmm. I was kind of into the whole Comic-Con genre anyway, but then the specific artists that we enjoy and that we went to visit and see their exhibitions up in LA were because of him and because of my newfound interest in other artists that I enjoyed.
So. And what do you think that, what kind of hobbies or interests has he taken from you? Or you guys just are similar enough that a lot of your hobbies and interests match up well?
I know that he, before getting together, we both had interest in anime. And so, but we don't really watch anime together.
Okay.
He kind of lets me. I don't know. It's just something that we don't watch together. I'm more of like an otaku than he is, I guess. Where he knows when I get into my shell and I have to watch a series to completion, because that's my personal thing. But I think it might have to do with music. I think I've opened his musical world and
into, like,
going to concerts and stuff. Like this Thursday, we're going to see Little Dragon at the Casbah.
Okay.
I'm really excited about that. And just like seeing Daft Punk with Rat-A-Tat. I don't think those are bands that he was as interested in before we got together.
So you guys
together.
Had a nice exchange of interests and hobbies.
Yes. Very balanced.
I mean, I've actually contended very often to other people that you are like, you're like a geek's dream for a girl.
What's a geek's dream?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure I've talked to you about this before, but like, you know, you're into a lot of things and you're into a lot of things that traditionally girls aren't into.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're into board games and not like Monopoly. You're into like serious board games. Like we play a lot of board games together.
Mm-hmm.
You know about D&D, you know about video games, you know about anime, you know all this stuff, but at the same time, you're also obviously a girl and you do all this girl stuff and you have plenty
What's
of
girl female- stuff?
No, I mean, like, you're social, you're capable of shopping with the, you know, like, you dress stylishly, like, so you do all these things, and so you have, like, you're, like, not just a girl who does lots of things, but a girl who does traditionally guy hobbies. So now I'm curious.
Girls can be geeky, too.
They can be.
And I know a lot of girls that are like myself.
But how did you think you became this way? Any theories?
I think environment. My dad is a computer geek, and when we grew up, we were playing on like 286s, VGA computers, monitors, you know, Joust, Archon, like old school games, and it moved up to Willy Beamish. So we were into the whole computer single player games, and then, you know, I didn't really move into the RPG stuff, but we had Nintendo, Super Nintendo, and from that, we've always loved games in general.
And that's from your dad
and
your family.
And because of his computer savvy, I was able to BBS as a child.
BBS
I had
as
childhood
child.
Dreams of
BBS.
Becoming a hacker.
For people not in the know, what does BBS mean?
Bulletin board system.
And that was like AIM, pre-AIM?
This is pre-internet almost.
Okay.
Pre-AIM, it was where you had to dial up using a modem. And I don't know if many people know what those are anymore, with the connection sounds. Where you'd have to call into someone's house line or to contact their computer, and then you would be able to post bulletin board messages one at a time, though. So you usually get, you
Is
know,
it like email?
It's similar to email, but it's just more of like the Facebook wall that you have nowadays, where you could see a thread, go into that forum, and then post messages and read what other people have to say. But there was also a way for you to play games like Food Fight and stuff.
And who did you met other people on these things, like friends or whatnot?
And there were also bulletin board meetups, like at, I think it was Roundtable or Shakey's Pizza in Poway.
Yeah.
As a popular spot.
And you went.
And I went, and it turns out that my current partner went too, except I don't think we went at the same time, but he met someone that, with the BBS name of Daisy. Is that allowed?
That's
Did I name
perfect,
drop?
Yeah.
Okay, BBS name of Daisy.
Oh, right, our friend.
And they met, our blank friend. and they met at that place, and he thought she was great. And I didn't meet him or her at one of those, I don't think, but I just think it's funny that that was the spot, you know. And he lives in East County.
And people know.
People know. They would post, you know, the date, the time, the location.
Yeah.
And then all these people would flock from different parts of San Diego County just to meet the person behind the name, behind the handle.
So, but what are you talking about? Just, hello, like, how are you? It's just, I'm just like how bloggers might meet up now, but back then.
I don't even know, like, I don't think, I went to one for sure, but I don't know if I interacted with anyone else because I was one of maybe two girls, if there were any.
It was okay, so there weird. Were, like, it was like you and Daisy, with
friends.
Basically.
Right, I had to come with friends or...
And what are you telling your parents? You're like, listen, I'm going to go hang out with these people I've never met online. You're probably like 13 or 14 or something. Mm-hmm. You're like, drop me off at Shakey's Pizza. I'm going to go meet some strangers.
Yes.
They're all boys.
Yes. One time after a Rancho Bernardo concert recital, I actually had my dad drop me off just so that I could deliver a mixed cassette tape with music that I had made for this guy that I met online, which online being the bulletin board system. Right. And so I could drop it off, say hi in my concert uniform with the cummerbund and the bow tie, and then walk back to the car, and my dad drove me home. He didn't question that at all.
Wow.
But I was able to do that.
And your dad's like, cool, sounds great.
Yeah, I guess. Oh.
And you never felt, like, weird for being a girl who does this sort of stuff?
Not really, because I had one of my close friends growing up was into it. We thought we would become hackers together.
Right.
She will remain nameless. And then just another high school friend that was into it, and we would post poetry online and have discussions with other friends that we knew in high school that were using the bulletin board system to have these philosophical debates, like, is it better to have loved than lost than to never have loved at all? That was a popular topic of conversation.
And still ongoing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, do you think, I mean, because when I talked to, before, to our guy friend, like, some of us guys had a little bit of shame for being so geeky because we're guys, but for a girl with this sort of geek cred, did you ever go through like a geek shame? No, because you're a girl.
It just defined part of who I was ever since I was young. Like, I can't separate that geekiness part of me where I don't even, it is dorky, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't see why guys would have the, feel the shame just because.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we were it's more socially awkward.
It's normal to me, you know?
I mean, you're not socially awkward, so I feel like you were fine and you were able to, you know, do well. But I think traditionally with guys, it's like talking about stuff in video games all the time, like, that's not good for them socially. Like, it doesn't win them any points. So I guess maybe with you, I mean, would you say that you kind of gravitate and would like a guy because of his geekery?
I think so. I love dorks. If I had a t-shirt for my partner where it'd be like dork, and then my t-shirt would say I love dorks, and we'd walk around together wearing that.
So if I wanted to like call you the Empress of Dork, you're like cool with that?
I'd be cool with that. I don't know if I'm the Empress, but I'm one of many.
One of many. Okay. Yeah.
And I just think growing up in high school, though, I mean, whether you played the Great Dalmoody or D&D at school, you had your group of friends and the Dungeon Master or whomever that you associated with. You had your social support network. It might not have been cool, but at least you had a group. You weren't a loner for the most part. And I don't think that there was shame in that group because you were all so similar in your hobbies and interests.
So you kind of collected the same kind of people around you in order to feel like your social circle is there. And I also think you're really good at sort of pushing things on people.
What?
I mean,
what do you mean by pushing things?
Like, you're good, like, game pusher. You're like, this is awesome. Like, we're going to do it. And then you'll tell your, you know, group of people to do it, and then you guys will do it, and you'll get them into it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very, it's nice, and it's powerful, right? If you're like, this
game's awesome.
If you're
passionate about it, and it's an awesome game, why not?
You're passionate about it. That's true. So, returning back to the first thing we were talking about, with the passion, do you feel like you've ever had to give up any of those things in order to sort of be with anybody? Or like you're allowed to sort of grow with them or sort of... Have you ever had to adopt, say, false passion for something just to sort of get along with a significant other, perhaps?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if I have a false passion for anything because I'm a person that likes to give things chances. For example, last weekend I went back to Stone Brewery to take the tour once again and try all of their, you know, the beers that they allow you to try on their tour. Yeah. And I know that my partner loves that beer, but I just still, I can't feel the passion he has for Arrogant Bastard Ale. I can't.
You it's can't get into it.
Not part of my palate.
Okay.
You know?
So there's a lot of things that you're just like, this is not for me. It's not going to work it out.
But I'm not going to fake it. I'm very vocal about what I like and I don't like.
Okay. So in the future, you might just be like, you go to Stone Brewery. I'll stay at home.
Yeah. Or you can have your Stone Brewery and then let me buy my Sam Adams or whatever, my Fat Tire.
Okay. Awesome. Do you have any questions about Geekery or girls or anything you want to go on about?
I think everyone has a hidden geek within, you know, whether they choose to admit it or not. And it might not be geeky in the typical sense where it's about comics and games. And because for some people, it could be about plants. They're bird watchers. I mean, that's pretty geeky. I think that's more geeky than what my hobbies are. Like, I knew one guy that loved bird watching and would look at pictures of birds and stare outside his window.
And you're like, that's weird, or you're like, cool?
It's weird and cool, but it's different. But I would consider that geeky, because
that's pretty geeky.
Maybe geeky is being passionate about something. I'm geeked over it.
You're geeked over it.
I don't know.
So it's good.
It's a good thing, though.
What are some bad ones? Like, just off the top of your head, like, studying birds are good, but studying...
I think if you painted models of Japanese anime female figures, that's pretty not... That's kind of perverted geeky.
Oh, pervert. So
it's kind of hentai. Especially if they're not clothed.
What if you... Yeah, like, I mean, some of the Murakami stuff, you know, they have these giant statues with these women who are just like, the breasts are hanging around all the time. And you walk into somebody's house, and if you saw that, would you be like, okay, like... Are you into the art, or are you just into the naked chicks?
I would bring that up in conversation.
You'd bring that up?
Yes.
I mean, it'd be a problem.
I mean, there's definitely some artwork, like the Koi Bito artwork, that looks like a little boy with a little penis, but has a fish head. It's a koi head that I don't appreciate. I just don't understand it. And I'm like, that's interesting.
You're like, thanks.
But it's not my favorite art, you know, but to each his own.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right. That's all. I think. I have to say.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Peace out.
Peace out.